Everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bobby's Bites. So this week's parsha is Parshas Achrimos. And in this week's parsha, Hashem tells the Jewish people, these are all the things that you should do. I am Hashem, your God. And then says, keep my charge and do not follow any of the perverted customs that were performed by those who occupied land before you, and do not defile yourselves through them. I am Hashem, your Lord. And then Rashi quotes, and do not defile yourself through them. I am Hashem, your Lord. And comments, but if you do defile yourself, I am not your Lord, and you become unfit to be my followers. What benefit will I have from you? Moreover, you will deserve annihilation. This is what it says, why it says, I am Hashem, your Lord. So there's a question to be asked here, which is, why, first of all, does it start by saying, and do not defile yourself through them, and then say, I am Hashem, your Lord? Because seemingly it's explaining, I am Hashem, your Lord. It's not really the defiling part. And additionally, where does all this come from? At the beginning of the parsha, when it says, I am Hashem, your Lord, Rashi says that it's because it's to say that who gave these commands, it is I am Hashem, and I am faithful to give reward and exact payment. What I want to focus on is the Hasidic interpretation of this. And I think it's pretty in line with what's going on today, or at least an attempt to explain what's going on today. So when Hashem says, don't do all these things, I am Hashem, your Lord, is because Hashem is saying, I'm the one who told you these things, I am Hashem, your Lord, right? And I will give you the proper reward, and I will give you the proper payment. Because that's what Hashem, I'm all powerful. But if you don't, and you do the opposite, and you follow what the nations do, and you do what's not becoming of you, then you, as we said, you are not going to be my nation anymore. I am not your God. And literally as Rashi says, that I am not your Lord, and you become unfit by my followers, that you're going to have no benefit. And not only that, but you're going to deserve to be annihilated. This is because it says Hashem, your Lord. Why? Why? Because it says I am Hashem, your Lord. Because when we know that it says I am Hashem, this is the expressing Hashem's existence, Hashem's essence, and Hashem's being, which transcends the whole world and the world of worlds, that goes beyond the realm of existence and beyond our conception of anything. Right, the transcendent being of God, which then descends into this world to create the name of Havaya, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which then brings the world into existence. And then finally, your Lord, which is the strength and life force, the vivifying force that actually brings this world into creation, which is for what reason? For the reason of making a dwelling place for Hashem down here on earth. And if you're doing what Hashem says, Hashem says, do all these things. Why? Because I am Hashem, your Lord. I'm the one who's making this world. I'm the one who made the power of me that creates the world, that brings about the essence of existence and the vitalizing force of existence, that gives you the energy and the vitality for being and living, and the essence and existence that you have within the world, to then do what it is that you need to do to then fulfill the reason for your creation, which is to make a dwelling place here on earth. But if you don't, what if you follow the ways of the nations, which I explicitly said that I am Hashem, your Lord? What? That means that I am not Hashem, your Lord. What does that mean? It means that if you don't, that if by virtue you think you know better, than God who created the whole world, that you're going to do what you think is right, what you think is correct, what you think is subjectively rational or subjectively ethical or moral, then you've taken your life into your own hands and you're contrary to the cause. You're contrary to Hashem's will and wisdom. You're going against Hashem, and therefore you deserve to be annihilated. Why? Because you're on the other side. Because now what happens is that you will be unfit to be my followers. You will become achorayim. And we know that what the sitra achor is, The Sitra Achra is the other side of holiness, where the impurity, where the darkness, where the evil gets its energy from. And we give energy from that. And therefore, you deserve to be annihilated and destroyed. Because what you're doing, like if somebody's building a house, okay, if not only you're not building a house, but you're in the construction site doing other things, like chopping wood for no reason, then not only you're not building a house, but you're destroying the house, right? So your essence and existence for being is useless. And not only are you not doing anything right or good, but you're actually wreaking havoc and more chaos in the world at large. And this is what you see in the college campuses and the university campuses across the world. You want to help? Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to set up an encampment on a university campus? You're going to chant Free Palestine and scare these people and pee on the floor for 9 days and nine nights? Sorry for that. Meaning, you're not doing anything useful. You're not doing anything valuable. You're screaming and you're shouting. You're bringing nothing useful to the world, and you deserve to be annihilated. You deserve to be destroyed. Because if you're not serving a purpose to better the world, and rather you're screaming and shouting, then you don't deserve your Ivy League education. You don't deserve this existence that we have as human beings. You don't deserve to have Hashem as your Lord. And how much more so does it come when it comes to the Yidden, to us? Where Hashem is actually our Lord. Hashem is actually our God. And that we have to do what is right. We have to do what is good. What is in our own life valuable and important. Which is bringing godliness down here on earth. And if we fail that, then we fail Hashem. And Hashem is no longer our God. And how painful it is. How hurtful it is. And how painful it is. So the thing that I take away from this is that we as Jewish people, we need to do what we do. If we follow the nations, if we follow what their mentality is, these people screaming on the streets and waving flags and like a marching band. I'm sorry, it doesn't do anything. But if you play into that, if you play into the other people who are telling you you're doing wrong, you're doing bad, you're doing not good, no. Hashem told you what you need to do. And as long as we're doing what we need to do, we're doing what we need to do. And Hashem is going to give us the reward. Hashem is going to exact payment. Why? Because Hashem is Hashem, our Lord, who commanded us to do these things. And who gives us the vivifying energy. And who created the whole world. And makes the existence for the whole world. And as far as we should be concerned, these people who are standing in the way of Hashem, in the way of Torah, in the way of mitzvahs, in the way of Eretz Yisrael, in the way of Yidden, are useless. And should be annihilated. And should not even be seen in any way as a regard or a threat, because Hashem is the one who exacts payment. Hashem is the one who exacts judgment and gives the reward. And it says earlier in the Sikha, the Rebbe says that when you feed into these illicit desires, when you feed into these dark Sitra Achra mentalities, that ultimately what happens is this becomes your downfall. At first, it's the beginning of pleasure, and it's enjoyable, and like an addiction, you're saying l'chaim with friends, and all of a sudden it becomes alcoholism, and then it takes everything from you, and you lose everything, and this is your whole being, and it's a curse. It ends up being a curse, and as a result, this is going to be your reward. This is your lot here in life. So Hashem is the one who rules the world, and we have to do what we need to do. We can't look to the right or to the left. We have to look forward. Look at what I am Hashem told us to do. And don't look at the nations who, quote-unquote, occupied it before us, a.k.a. you-know-who, and what they're screaming about, and what they're yelling about, and what they're drumming about, and what they're putting tents on college campuses all over the world, or waving flags here or there. It's all noise, and it's all narishkeit. What we need to do is build a dwelling place for Hashem, a permanent one. Not an encampment, a permanent dwelling place. L'chaim, l'chaim. May we have immediately the third base of Mikdash, the one that will be here forever with the Mashiach, v'mehera b'yameinu mamash l'chaim.